A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
Hi, I'm Tim Calvert, and welcome to A View on Access, which is our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired, an insight into the venue and content on offer. This time round, I shine a light on some of the visual aspects of the new West End musical Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations, which is now in its new home in the West End at the Prince Edward Theatre in Old Compton Street, part of the Delfont Macintosh Group, who offer a wonderful access provision at all of their venues. An audio-described performance will be announced in due course. Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations began its life at the Berkeley Rep in California in 2017 and later visiting Washington and Toronto in 2018 and opened on Broadway in 2019, closing its run in January 2022. It's booking in London until January 2024. The promotional material for the show states, Ain't Too Proud is the exhilarating new musical following the remarkable journey of the Temptations from the streets of Detroit to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Tony Award-winning choreography and Grammy Award-winning music tell a thrilling story of brotherhood, loyalty and betrayal, set to the beat of the group's most treasured hits, including My Girl, Just My Imagination, Get Ready, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, and so many more. The duration is approximately 2.5 hours, including a 20-minute interval. Ain't Too Proud follows a similar convention to that of the Jersey Boys, utilising the role of narrator throughout, in this instance, the character of Otis Williams, who keeps the drama and songbook moving throughout. It's a very visual experience as you take your seats. A screen curtain depicts the image of the exterior of a classic music hall with a white illuminated billboard at the top that reappears throughout, illustrating specific groups and locations. The set is simplistic in design, utilizing a black background immersed with stage lighting effects that you'd find during a live performance. Various swing sets are brought on when needed that include TV cameras, a desk and chair, and large life-size M logo to resemble Motown, and a recording studio setup. There are also microphone stands lined up at the front of the stage that the Temptations stand in front of when they perform. They begin by wearing silver-grey suits with white shirts and black tie. The female performers sport an array of colourful, sparkling sequin dresses. Ain't Too Proud may follow the conventions of many a jukebox musical that's gone before, but the story and performances are unique and compelling. It would have been nice, however, if some of the much-loved catchy musical numbers had been longer in duration. The Prince Edward Theatre is a perfect home for the show for the next year, having presented Jersey Boys there for many years. Delfont Macintosh are committed to accessibility by making your visit as comfortable and as enjoyable as possible. You can call the dedicated booking line on 0344 482 5137 or email the Access Department to discuss your access needs. On arrival at the theatre, the trained access hosts will be on hand to assist you throughout your visit. And there is a quarterly access newsletter that you can sign up by visiting the website, and that's delfontmacintosh.co.uk/accessibility. You can also find out about forthcoming audio-described performances in this section. An audio-described performance for Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations will be announced soon, and you can find this by searching on vocalise.co.uk, where you can also find out what else has been audio-described in London, and you can also visit mindseyedescription.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts for the Audio Description Association, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.